Firstly, I suppose it's important to talk about the women that we assist. And basically, they can be any woman, your mum, your sister, your best friend. Disadvantage can happen to any woman at any point in her life. And it doesn't matter what educational background you come from, you might find yourself in a situation where you're a survivor from a domestic abuse situation. It may be that you've suffered a long-term illness. It may be that your partner's passed away. It may be that you're a refugee or a migrant, or perhaps you are leaving a correctional facility. But basically, we help women from the ages of 16 through to 65. And we know that when a woman is experiencing disadvantage, one of the first things that she loses is her confidence. So a lot of our work focuses on that. Most people know about us through our outfitting service. And this is where we actually help women with their styling and also with a new wardrobe. And that covers everything from shoes, makeup, handbags, as well as the clothing to get their confidence up. But that's usually just the start of the conversation. And we have a whole range of services, depending on where a woman's at in her journey to work, to her sister on that road, right through to mentoring once she actually secures a position.
And so does your organisation actively then encourage diversity in the workplace?
Oh, absolutely. It's very interesting how the conversation is changing quite dramatically in Australia. And we're being approached by industries that are heavily male-dominated, wanting to increase their diversity numbers through the employment of women. They know that we see about 4,000 women a year. And they know that we have a ready-made workforce. So we're starting to see organisations actively seeking women for traditionally held male roles.
So this community support or this, I mean, so you also have community support as well?
Yes, we do.
And so is this surprising that you think that you have these organisations coming to you?
I think it is. I think because the general public are demanding to see that sort of diversity in organisations that they support or that they utilise. And I think there's so much general discussion around the treatment of women, the respect around women. We're seeing a demand for that gender equity.
And do you think we're seeing a change in then also how women are being viewed in the workplace? I mean, obviously, this is something that's being talked about a lot, but is Fitted for Work looking at, you know, helping to change this dialogue or change this view in the workplace as well?
Absolutely. And I think it's a two-way conversation. So I think absolutely things need to change within the workforce, and we are starting to see those changes. But I also think it's the conversations that we have with women when we're getting them ready for the workforce. It's really important that they understand that they have value and they put value on their life experience, their professional experience, and quite often women don't. They undervalue their role in the workplace.
And I mean, a recent Melbourne survey for Fitted for Work revealed that 75% of the women that came to them were employed within the first three months of their visit to the organization, which is a pretty incredible success rate. How do you attribute such a great response?
So I'll just clarify. So that number is actually once women go through our Womankind program, which is our 10-week education program. So we spend quite a bit of time with the women. But a lot of that is around identifying a woman's strengths and her being able to articulate those in the most efficient way possible and to sell herself and what she's able to offer an employer. Because if a woman doesn't actually know that about herself or believe that about herself, she, you know, the employer's not going to buy it either. So a lot of our work centres around that, and we believe that is a large part of our success.
Okay, and then one other thing, Donna, is what are your future plans for Fitted for Work? I mean, you've been very successful so far. What are you looking to really achieve in the future?
So for us, Sam, the missing piece has always been we're terrific at, and we know we have this proven 10-year formula of getting women ready for the workforce. And we also know we have a fantastic program once women are in work to actually keep them in work through our mentoring and staying employed service. And what we realise what's missing is actually the bit in the middle, that direct link with employers. So we started up a new social enterprise, which is known as SheWorks, and that's a commercial arrangement that we are now entering into with organisations who want to employ women, because we have a ready pool of women. We did a pilot program last year here in Melbourne with Yarra Trans, where we were actually able to secure 40 positions of women into tram driver roles within a 12-month period. So for us, that's the big push now. It's about creating that direct link with employers and educating employers around the value that our women have.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, Donna, to speak about it.
Oh, that's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, Sam.